This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Jones and Keefe, Patriots Monday, WEEI, taking you up until 2 o'clock. WEEI Afternoons takes over at that point. You got Hart. You got Fitzy. You got Ball. And you got Drake May, the quarterback of the New England Patriots, coming your way at 4 o'clock. You can listen on the Audacy app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. Get it on your phone, free, easy. You can take it with you wherever you go. We haven't talked a lot about that Marcus Jones interception, but
he'll be on the show, too, 3:30 this afternoon.
Great point.
I like that.
Horrible segue by me.
Yeah, good
great,
Lord.
Great job by you. He'll
that
be there
like
as well.
Gift. That was like an alley-oop.
With Art oop. And Fitzy and Ball and Marcus Jones.
That was like the flea flicker last night. Not a great flea nor a good flicker.
That was, well, the flicker was better than
flicker
the flea.
Flicker was okay. The flea was
that was a bad flea.
Bad spacing on the flea.
The worst flea we've seen still was the DeAndre Swift to Caleb Johnson.
Oh, my God. Worst flea.
Bad flea, good flicker.
Great flicker.
This was bad flea, so-so flicker.
Yeah, bad spacing on the flea. Got to work
on
the
flea flickers this year already.
Well, it's a great play. It's an awesome play. Oh, is it a run? No, it's a pass. I love a flea flicker.
The flea is harder than you'd think.
Oh, yeah, you got to have the flea just right. Only some running backs can do the flea, but also I put some of the flea on the quarterback. Get
yeah.
out of the way.
Yeah,
get
out of the way.
Get some spacing.
Get
a
that
bit.
Spacing right. That's
yeah.
true.
Anyway, put that one back in the bag.
Well, if you're going to run a flea flicker, maybe Marcus Jones would be the guy to run it
for
too,
sure.
Down the play. Really catch him napping. Massive play there. They were up three, but it felt like you're looking at it going, all right, well, Josh Allen is about to march right down the field.
Yeah.
And he's going to give the lead back. And now Josh Allen's, Drake May rather, is going to have to go blow for blow and match Josh Allen on the other side. Instead, you get the interception in the middle, and now you're up 10. Now, you're still holding on for dear life because Allen eventually does march down the field. 8 plays, 74 yards. Patriots go 3 and out. No targets for Diggs. We mentioned the Vidarian Lowe play where he jumped off sides. But Marcus Jones, that play, coupled with the too late by Christian Gonzalez, some high-end quarterback play by the Patriots yesterday against arguably the best quarterback in the league.
I was going to say, they only play two good quarterbacks all season, and Josh Allen's one of them. And so, yeah, that kind of performance. You'll face Baker Mayfield later in the year, and then maybe Lamar Jackson. I know he's scheduled to be back certainly by then, but we'll see. You know, you never know what's going to happen. A lot of other inexperienced quarterbacks along the way. So if you're having that kind of performance with that test yesterday, that's a great sign going forward, because I think one of the questions after 3 weeks was, is the defense going to be as good as we thought? I thought that was way more likely to be a top 10 defense than the offense would be, say, a top 15 offense. And 3 weeks, it wasn't looking that way, but they did have the excuse, all right, we don't have Gonzalez back yet. And now 2 weeks with Gonzalez, it does look like a much better defense.
And they started on time for once.
Well, also
on
true.
Defense.
Yeah.
You know, they didn't just let the team run
sure.
right up their throats and score on their first drive or two to start a game for the first time all year. So that made a difference. And, yeah, I think there was an impact on that side of the football as well. We'll get to Ramondre coming up here in a moment. But Franco and Lynn's waiting very patiently. Hello, Franco.
What's up, gentlemen? Great show. You guys are amazing. I woke up this morning very happy. I worked all weekend, got home, went to bed. Before I did, I checked on the gaming app. Patriots 340, plus 340. I put a hundo, won $340.
Nice.
And then at the fourth quarter, Beginning of fourth quarter, Eagles-Broncos, it was plus 5,000 for the Broncos, and I was like, F it, let's do it. Put $100, woke up this morning with $5,000, dude. $5,340.
Franco!
That's what I'm talking about!
Franco!
Franco, quit your job and just bet games.
Yeah, Franco, you gotta start handing these out.
Bro,
hand these out on a Friday. Stop keeping these to yourself.
I was exhausted. I'm like, I'm gonna put these, I'm gonna watch the game. I got knocked out, wicked tired, dude. Woke up in the morning, happy as hell. Love you guys. Is there really a quarterback with the last name Penis? I don't know that. Is that out of his jersey?
Yeah, the Falcons.
Love you guys.
Yeah, love you. Thank you, Franco.
That was the local news down in Atlanta covering Michael
Penis Jr.
That's
what it said.
That is what it said. What,
I wasn't familiar with him either, but
he got the Broncos at plus 5,000 and he got the Pats at plus 340. I'm sorry, plus 500 and plus 340. Pats are plus 340 on the money line.
How are they plus 5,000?
Plus 500.
Oh, plus 500.
He put a
100 on it.
Thank you.
Okay. I guess put 10 hams on that one.
Stop keeping that to yourself, Franco.
Maybe he'll buy me a Lego Death Star.
Maybe.
$5,000.
He can buy a few of them.
Yeah.
Hand them out for Christmas gifts.
I know. Oh, my God. That'd be great.
We'll get to the Bozo Touchdown Parlay.
That's the next thing I'm going to beg for. I think. See if it shows up in the mailroom.
And the Survivor Pool. That's in the grab bag. So stay tuned for it at 617-779-7937. Ramondre and the fumbles, Keith. I was so annoyed, A, that he fumbled. B, and I know Vrabel's hand on some level was forced with this because Gibson got hurt, probably done for the year now if we're reading tea leaves. I don't think there's been an update yet. I know Vrabel didn't have one as of this morning. But I was so frustrated in real time. I think the narrative about Ramondre went and redeemed himself is way too strong. He got in the end zone twice. He had 7 carries for 14 yards, I think, off the top of my head. 2 yards a pop. Like, I don't really know how he redeemed it. He didn't fumble again. Congratulations. You didn't fumble again.
No, I know. He scampered into the end zone when there was nobody around him.
He got back into the game. They rewarded him with returning kicks on top of it. Like, the whole thing to me, they were playing with fire with Stevenson staying in that game last night. They're lucky he didn't cough up another one. Because last time Vrabel stuck by him, he coughed up another one.
This one's tough. Because we even talked about it after he had the two fumbles a couple weeks ago. We're like, all right, at this point now, you're not benching him. You're not doing anything. You're sticking by him. Like, that's all well and good. That's the message that you want. And some of you said, like, look at that. They won the game, and, hey, maybe this will pay off for him. We're like, all right, but when he fumbles again, then what? And, like, it didn't cost him this game, but it could have, right? Like, in a game that was this close and, like, one possession and everything else. So, and I know Gibson's hurt now, and so that might change what they would have done between now and this game coming up on Sunday. He's not good enough where I think you can just keep running him back out there. And obviously Vrabel feels differently. Vrabel has been saying how good he is and how they're running back. They have like a rotation. They're all going to contribute. And he's been very consistent with that. But like, at what point do you say we can't put him out there? Like, it's not what's best for the team.
Well, Gibson getting hurt, and then Henderson really hasn't done it.
No, that's also a problem.
He scored last week against Carolina, but it was a beatdown. He really hasn't done much. So if Henderson looked better and making a bigger impact, then I think maybe you would have seen that transition, but he hasn't. And so I guess Ramondre is still going to be a thing. But that's gonna hurt you again. And it's a really easy schedule coming up. New Orleans, Cleveland, Tennessee, in whatever order. Maybe it's New Orleans, Tennessee, then Cleveland, and then Atlanta after that. It's a really easy schedule, so I don't know if it's going to bite you in the next month, but I bet he puts another one on the ground in the next month, and you're playing with fire.
Yeah, no, it's crazy to me. And at first, they put him back out there, and I was surprised because it was like really quick, and you're like, all right, well, maybe it's just pass blocking. They know what the play is. They know he's not going to touch the ball. But then there was one where he just kind of like hit the D end and then kind of went out. I'm like, all right, they could give him the ball. Like, don't even give that as an option to Drake May. And then when Gibson goes out, now you got him returning kickoffs, which he did twice. You're like, well, that's playing with fire. And then even putting him in the backfield and handing him the ball. Now, you could say, hey, those are good play calls. The two touchdowns, he really wasn't even touched. So Henderson could have ran those in. Almost anybody on the team could have ran those in. But I don't like it. I didn't like it after the first two. So how do you think anybody would feel after the third one?
That's a good point. Here's Mike Vrabel this morning on the Greg Hill Show discussing Ramondre Stevenson and sticking with him even after the fumble.
What is it that you see in Ramondre that despite the fumbles, you want to keep going with him?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Well, we go with all of them, and we'll use all of them. And so one is valuable in protection. And when teams start blitzing and heating us up, you know, it's critical that somebody protects the quarterback, and they can go short yardage instances and around the goal line. And, you know, we mix carries up. And so everybody's going to have a role, and we'll have to continue to take care of the ball. And so you have to make those decisions. And I think Ramondre understands how critical the ball is. And, you know, but we've got to start putting that fire out and making sure that, you know, until we're back in the huddle, that ball remains in our possession, you know, whether that we're going down and we're close to the ground. But we're going to need them all. We're going to need everybody, and we're going to need especially all the backs in that room to help us.
I'm going to say something controversial.
Oh,
I don't think Ramondre does understand how important the football is. Yeah, I don't think that's something that registers with him. Call me crazy.
How can he be so sure of that? That just sounds like words. I've talked to him about it. I assume that he does. He should, right?
What was the number, Nick? 51 touches, 3 fumbles already?
Yep. Yikes.
He had 7 fumbles last year.
He's on pace for like 160 touches, 10 fumbles or something like that.
Yeah, you can't.
Good
ratio. You can't have it. And I don't know, like he had couple of great plays in the Dolphin game, right? Actually, even as a pass catcher, which was surprising. Like, he had some great plays. He has had some moments, but even if he didn't fumble, let's say he never fumbled, he's not like a top 10 running back in the league. He might not be a top 16 running back in the league. And then even if he's close to that, let's say there's no fumbles and he's like the 20th best running back. Well, now add the fumbles. And like, I don't know, somebody else should be able to do the same production that he can and have more ball security.
Text line says Trevion Henderson doesn't get many chances. That was odd last night. So so in real time, Ramondre fumbles, Gibson gets hurt. But the whole time Henderson isn't out there, I thought, and I saw this on Twitter, Henderson kind of hobbled off after the opening kick. So I thought maybe Henderson wasn't available. Like, that's what I thought.
Yeah, it's what it seemed like, and then he did come back.
Well, he was out there on the kick with Gibson. That was the next time I think we saw him, is he was out there on the kick with Gibson where Gibson got hurt. And I'm like, well, okay, he's clearly out there. He's fine, I think. He's cleared to play. He's out there on a kick return. And then they turned it over to him. But that was after Ramondre fumbled and after Gibson got hurt. So I think going into last night, it was pretty clear the coaching staff, he wasn't a part of the game plan.
Yeah.
And I think he doesn't have a lot of chances because the coaching staff doesn't trust him. He's been poor in pass protection, which is odd since the book on him was he was very good at that coming out of Ohio State. He's not explosive when he gets a touch. 6 carries for 24 yards. He had 2 catches for 3 yards on 3 targets last night. So I think if he were doing more, he would have a chance to run away with that job, but he's not doing anything with it. And the coaching staff clearly is treating him as an afterthought in this offense.
Here is the carries breakdown through 5 games.
Ooh.
So you want to guess, you don't have to guess the number. You want to guess 1 through 4 on who has the most carries on the team?
Oh. It's Ramondre 1.
Yes.
Henderson 2?
Yes.
May 3, Gibson 4?
Nailed it. Okay, look at this.
How about that?
We got like a real Patriots historian over here.
I'm pretty good.
But and it's all pretty close. Now this is all going to be. This is all going to change. But Ramondre has 38 carries through five games. Henderson has 32.
Well, Henderson had the game, the Pittsburgh game. He actually got a lot of carries in that game because everybody else fumbled.
And then May has 27 and Gibson has 25. Now, sadly, it probably feels like that's going to be it for the season. TBD on that. And out of those four, it is somewhat close, but the lowest yards per carry is actually Stevenson. Even slightly, it's like, you know, close, but it's the fewest.
Hit 2 yards a carry last night. The whole narrative about like, I guess like you, Keith, were tweeting Ari Gold gifts, and I'm like, great message by Vrabel. What a leader of men. And I'm still getting tweets about it. Like, oh, this aged poorly. I'm
didn't.
Ramondre stunk last night.
Yeah.
He happened to get in the end zone twice on two wide open gaps to run into the end zone on. But like. He ran for 14 yards.
But like,
I would have never put him back in that game.
No, neither would I. So just play this out. Say this Sunday, who do they got? The Saints?
Yep.
And first possession, Ramondre fumbles. Are you just like, get him next series, Ramondre? What do you do?
I think that's what they'll do.
It's wild.
That's not what I would do, but I think that's what they'll
do. Probably what they would do based on how it's gone so far. And I just don't know how you do that. Like after the two in a game, and one was at the goal line. One was going in. Like that was it felt like five fumbles in one because you were about to score, and then this one, you know, it's a low scoring first half. It's such a battle of possessions, and you just give the ball away like immediately was crazy.
617-779-7937. This is Ramondre after the game, by the way, who, you know, he faces the music. I guess he says the right things. I'm just kind of tired of hearing it over and over again.
Yeah, I think it was a big win for our team, division win. And, you know, I'm just proud of our team, how we fought and, you know, fought to the end. And, yeah, me personally, I got to clean that up. But, yeah, I think I bounced back in a way. But, yeah, I got to clean that up.
Okay. He's got to clean it up. It's good that he gets it. I don't know that it's going to make any difference him saying it over and over again because it hasn't made a difference yet.
Hey, if I can't carry it, they don't need me. No, it's just, I got to clean it up.
Yeah, he's like, well, I didn't carry it again, I guess.
That's the difference between a win and a loss, isn't it? Like when you lose and you fumble, it's like, oh my God, you win and you're like, all right, you know, team win. Like, yeah, I guess. Because it was strange. I mean, he did, not only did he come back in the game, but he scored two touchdowns. And you're like, all right, well, that's good, right? It's like, well, not really. Like the guy, you can't rely on him to hold on to the ball, which is like the first step in being a running back. So I don't know. I don't think this is the last time we're talking about it.
I thought it was interesting, too. If you listen to Vrabel after the game, he said, I think it was after the game, maybe it was with Greg this morning, but he said something along the lines of, when we don't beat ourselves, like, this is what we can be. And while I agree with that, when you don't beat yourselves and you don't turn it over, this is what you can be. But that's the face of the guy beating himself and the team screwing up. I mean, that's the guy doing it.
Yeah, that's tough. They've had a lot of penalties this year. They've had a lot of tough penalties. And then the turnover issue. You know, Drake May, he's cleaned it up quite a bit, right? Like, he's had his turnovers this year, but compared to last year and sort of the pace that was, it's really all about Ramondre.
The face of a guy beating himself.
Yeah, I heard that.
That was some of the Drake highlights last night.
Good Lord.
I'm gonna
all right.
617-779-7937. So look, I thought it was a massive night for Steph Diggs.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah.
Breakout performance from Drake May, statement game for him. And I think we can revise upwards some of our feelings and predictions for this team this season. And I don't know that I'd really move off the win total necessarily, Keith. You were at 10, I'm at 9.
Yeah, I'm sticking at 10. I just feel even better about it.
Well, what I would be willing to revise is, okay, maybe they're not just a team that gets to the playoffs and gets crushed. They just prove they can beat Buffalo. Oh. So I'm a little more open to, well, maybe they're a team that could win a game in the postseason. If you can beat a team like that in Buffalo in that environment, I think your ceiling just got higher, even if I'm not really changing the outlook on the win total, if that makes any sense.
Well, yeah, and this is obviously way too early, but the seven playoff teams right now in the AFC would be Indianapolis,
okay,
Buffalo, Pittsburgh, the Chargers, Jaguars, Broncos, and Patriots.
Okay.
Like you're not.
We expected the Ravens to be good. The Chiefs are 2-2. The Bengals, we expected to be good. They're done without Burrow.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, AFC looks a lot different.
Pretty wide open. Like, if you played Pittsburgh again, are you like, I can't beat them? I'd be shocked if Pittsburgh was there, to be honest.
I'm surprised the Pats. Well, that too.
It's looking.
I'm surprised the Pats lost the first game.
It's starting to have a similar vibe as the Red Sox in the American League, where you're like, oh.
This is
it's pretty wide open.
Yeah, these are the teams.
Because as much as I still like Josh Allen and think Josh Allen's incredible, we saw it firsthand.
Yeah, say that again. Indy, Buffalo, Pittsburgh, Chargers, Jags, Broncos, Pats. If the season ended today, it doesn't.
Yeah, because obviously the Chiefs play tonight. They could get to 3-2 as well. Like you are, whatever the tiebreakers.
True. So no, maybe like, it's you or the Chiefs for the final playoff spot. That's the AFC right now. That's not crazy.
No.
Okay.
Yeah. Listen.
Revise
just
upwards
talk,
a little bit.
Just talking about what's out
it's
there.
Time to dream.
That's it. Dream a little dream.
Here's our guy, Ray in Cumberland. I noticed Ray in Cumberland isn't calling about the receivers today. He's been very critical of the receivers. Hello, Ray.
Paul Jones, you know I'm very high on Steph Diggs and Drake May. I think the rest of them are a little weak, but we'll start with my point. I think Milton Williams and Christian Barmore were very good the last few games, especially yesterday. They held it down in the middle. And that was just a statement. My question for you guys is, I know Pop Douglas hasn't been doing very good. How long would you guys stay with him, or would you get aggressive and try to make a trade with one of the bad teams that have fallen out of it?
I mean, if anybody will give you anything for him, they can have
Pop,
after the Pittsburgh game.
Yeah, I have no use in Pop.
If you can get anything for him, great. But, no, but he's gone.
But I think Booty, Diggs, Mac Hollins, and then maybe see as the year goes on if there's something with Kyle Williams, maybe run him deep a couple times, just something different. And those are your four receivers. With Hunter Henry, who's having a solid year, and then you got to figure out your backs. I mean, if Gibson can't go, I don't want Ramondre to now get more touches than he was. So that – Now, aren't you more worried about what the hell the running back situation is than the receivers?
Yes, actually, yeah.
Okay, so like, no, I'm obviously, like, if you can add an AJ Brown or you can add somebody like that, I'm not going to say no, but I feel pretty good about where they're at with Diggs and Booty and Hollins.
And as we said before, look at the receivers for Josh Allen.
Stink.
Look at the receivers for Patrick Mahomes.
They were literally guys who were here.
Oh, and they're getting healthier, yeah, right? Worthy's just came back, although I don't know what his situation is for tonight. I think he's going to play.
Questionable.
They're getting Rashee Rice back. So maybe their receiver room's improving a little bit. But the real high-end quarterbacks, and you might have one, the real high-end quarterbacks make it work. I think they have enough in the receiver room. And that's beyond just Steph Diggs, who's been incredible these last couple of weeks. Mm-hmm.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.